The Office of Government Ethics is buckling down on its training efforts this year to get agency ethics officers ready to vet a wave of political appointees that come up during the 2016 presidential transition. Walter Schaub is the director of the OGE. He tells Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco how he and his office are preparing for this upcoming transition.
That's the theme of the summit that we're doing right now with government ethics officials from agencies across the executive branch. We've got 11 months left till the next inauguration, and the president's made clear there's a lot more to be done in this administration. Our efforts to prepare for the transition are not intended in any way to take away from that. At the same time, 11 months isn't a lot of time left for ethics officials to get ready for the huge role that they're going to have in the next presidential transition. And in fact, the Office of Government Ethics has been working pretty much since a year ago, January. We've been working on an initiative to really train up additional staff to be able to participate in the nominee program, where we review nominee financial disclosure reports and work out ethics agreements to resolve the conflicts of interest that they reveal. That work triples during a presidential transition. And not only does it triple, but the reports become more complex and the turnaround times have to be faster. It's so important because the transition is a time when the nation is vulnerable with top leadership positions vacant and the potential, as always, for economic, natural, or man-made disaster to strike while those positions are vacant. And we have to work to resolve those conflicts of interest of nominees quickly in order to be able to help the new president get their people on the field. We've been doing external training as well. Since I took over as director, I made increasing our external training for ethics officials one of our top priorities, and we've aggressively worked to reinvent our training program. The year before I took over, OGE was doing about 1,400 registrations of ethics officials per year to do training, and this past year we've increased to 7,500 registrations in fiscal year 2015. So we've really found new ways to reach out to them, leveraging technology, doing distance learning, and a lot of training the trainer to try to get them in a position where they have the skills they need, in particular for the transition, as well as their ongoing regular work during the transition, which in some ways has already begun because they're counseling outgoing officials on post-employment restrictions. But then after the election, they'll be working intensively on clearing nominees to be able to bring them in and resolve conflicts of interest. In addition, they'll be counseling former government officials as they go into their jobs and they have very specific factual circumstances that they need guidance on in order to steer clear of criminal post-employment restrictions. Ethics officials are available to still provide them counseling afterwards. So those are some of the activities. We've also been refining and streamlining a lot of our procedures, particularly in the nominee program, and we've been developing additional products for ethics officials to use, including written materials like a new ethics agreement guide, a new financial disclosure guide, and other guidance such as advisories, legal advisories, and program advisories to help them be able to do their job across the executive branch, because there's about 4,500 ethics officials in 130 different federal agencies, and our goal is to try to reach as many of them as possible to get them ready for the next big transition.
So I heard you speak yesterday, and there seemed to be a lot of talk about the time that it was going to take to get some of these nomination packages complete, to look through the financial disclosures. Can you talk a little bit about what you're doing, you know, to streamline that process, since I know that was an important priority for you?
Yeah. One of the things we did is we've built an electronic filing system for use across the executive branch. This was a major undertaking for a small agency like OGE, so we've partnered with other agencies, and we used funding that Congress provided as a follow-on to the STOCK Act, which mandated the development of this system. We swung for the bleachers and really tried to hit a home run on this one. We've built a very intelligent system that actually asks filers, nominees in particular, questions about their financial holdings so that it's as if an ethics official is sitting in the room with them, with the hope that by the time they file that first report, it comes to us in better shape And there's a lot less back and forth work to do. The financial disclosure requirements, which are created by the Ethics in Government Act, are so incredibly complex, almost no one gets it right the first time around. And we do a lot of work with them to get them to flesh out their financial disclosure report, make sure they've disclosed everything. And there's an enormous amount of work in that regard to get the reports in shape before we can even turn to the conflicts of interest analysis, because we have to know what assets and what other financial interests we're dealing with before we can look at what conflicts they present. So the financial disclosure system, the electronic system, is really going to help expedite that. And we've now got over 11,000 users in the system and well over 120 agencies in it and actively using it. We also expedited work on the nominee functionality in the system. And the nominee process is so much more complex because it's not just one agency looking at a form, but you're having to coordinate OGE ethics officials, agency ethics officials, White House ethics officials, the filer, sometimes the filer's attorney or accountant. And all of these people are trading notes on a report and trying to decide what needs to be improved before the form is fully done. And again, as I said, we've released a lot of written materials, including job aids that are going to help ethics officials move through the report more efficiently. We are also finalizing a guide for nominees and a guide for the transition team to help them understand what's required when they come in. These are just some of the activities. Obviously, we're also doing this summit, and we've made a real effort to try to be inclusive by live streaming about half of the entire summit. We tried to put the juiciest sessions in the rooms that are being live streamed so that people will get access to the things they're interested in. And we may follow up and record some of the other sessions later and put them out on our YouTube channel where people can watch them remotely.
And you talked a little bit yesterday about your experience working during the last presidential transition. And what lessons have you learned that you're hoping to apply to this one?
Yeah, so there's a few lessons that really spring to mind. First of all, you've got to prepare in advance. And we did it last time. We trained a lot of ethics officials internal to OGE and externally. We're doing that again this time. We're starting even earlier. We're creating even more training, and we're being much more intensive about it. We've also learned in the interim years how much we've benefited from having written products and job aids that help people review these forms. And we didn't have some of those last time. So we've been increasing our library, polishing them up, and really working hard to distribute them to ethics officials. Another thing that was very helpful in the last full transition was that the transition team detailed under authorities related to the Transition Act that allow them to detail a government official, they detailed a senior ethics official from the Department of Treasury to help them. And that meant we had somebody on the other end of the phone who understood what we were talking about and could translate it for them or give them a reality check that the things OGE is asking for really are required. In the last election, the 2012 election, well, the campaign of the opposing party's candidate called and asked if we would detail somebody to them if they prevailed in the election. And we said, absolutely, because we want to encourage that kind of thing. And so the same goes out to the next transition team in this upcoming transition. We'd be happy to detail somebody. We'd be happy to recommend people from around the government. And there's also former ethics officials who are retired that they could bring in. The most important thing is that they pick somebody they trust rather than having us dictate to them who it is, or they won't be effective. But if they can find somebody they trust who has some real skills, that's really going to expedite the process. I think the other thing we learn from experience is just watching these transition teams and campaigns prepare for the election. Everybody's got to invest in the effort to have an effective transition. Internal to the government, we've got to do what we need to do to make sure we have the skills and the capacity to deliver that. I talked to the ethics officials yesterday about how that includes building subject matter expertise, refining their procedures, and making sure they have adequate resources to do it. External to the government, it means that a transition team has to be really organized. And we interviewed during a couple of our panel sessions yesterday and today, former transition team members from different transition teams who all said it has to be a coordinated, organized effort in order to separate the personnel recruitment function and have them really working on that early and identifying people and also being realistic with them about what's going to be required in terms of all of the forms and all of the ethics requirements as they come in. All of that's important. The theme for the next transition really has to be more, better, faster. As Max Steer said yesterday from the Partnership for Public Service, you know, we did a good job last time, but the current environment requires even more this time, and we're dedicated and committed to delivering that. We want everybody focused on last time was good, but the pressures are even greater, and we have to do more, we have to do it better, and we have to do it faster.